Thank you for tuning in to this homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, April 21st, 2019, Easter Sunday. Now here is Father Eric.
Well, go big or go home. That is kind of the theme of Easter. And I absolutely love that Easter is all about going big or going home. And I'm grateful that none of you are going home right now. And so, we go big during this Holy Week. I mean, it is absolutely jam-packed, and it is absolutely exhausting, which is exactly why most priests will tell you, as Jesus comes out of the tomb on Easter Sunday, we want to crawl in and roll the stone back and have a few days rest. But nonetheless, I haven't found a tomb yet to use. And so, we gather knowing that we go big or we go home. And you see it all over. You see it in this church this day, this morning, of how big we go. You see the fact that, like, that Easter candle, it's a big candle. We could go with a small, stumpy little candle that's less expensive, yada, yada, yada. No, we go big. We could have two lilies up here and say, hey, happy Easter. Enjoy our two lilies. But no, again, it looks like the flower fairy came and just, you know, did a number on the sanctuary. You know, we could just have a little drop of incense in the thurible so that nobody coughs. But no. We go big here as Catholics and as Christians. Soon, when we have the sprinkling rite to remind us of our baptism, some priests use this little, dainty, delicate metal thing that you might get a drop, or you might not. But I want you to feel like you are in the River Jordan with John the Baptist himself. Okay? I mean, even look at so many of you. I mean, you got in your Easter best today. You got dressed up. Some of you even took a shower today, brushed your teeth. I mean, we went big today. We go big. Otherwise, we should just go home. The realization, my friends, the reason why we go big on Easter is because Christ went big for us. Christ went big. He could have easily gone home because, again, what he had to go through was awful. But his sacrifice was so big. Just look at the cross. His sacrifice is so big that don't we owe it to him to go big? But what's even bigger than his sacrifice on the cross, what's even bigger than the suffering he endured, is what we celebrate today. Because if he just died, a lot of people died on a cross. Yeah, awful, but still, a lot of people died on a cross. One person rose from the dead. One person who then sealed the deal that he is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the reason for what we do in our life, the reason that we try to live a good life, the reason that we hopefully try to go big, is because our Lord went big for us in his death, and most importantly, in his resurrection. That's why we gather here today. That's why we celebrate. That's why we are called to go big. The problem with going big for our Lord is that it will involve the cross, it will involve suffering, and it will involve hardship and trial. And we know that. I was thinking about that the other day because I had to go get an MRI and found out some bad news from a year ago. A year ago, I went to this summer camp down in Camp Cove Crest, and again, I was only 38 at that point. I'm going to be fine. I can deal with these teenagers. And so there's this time where, again, you run out to these messy games and whoever gets there first, you know, gets a prize, whatever. And so I take off running. It's like a flying gazelle, running down that you can just see it, and, you know, hair blowing in the breeze, and, you know, it's just beautiful. And then there's a little hill, and I step down into the hill, and I hear something pop on my knee. And I'm like, I've never heard my knee pop like that. And I don't think that that is normal. And so, we wrapped it up and it started to heal. And then Christmas Eve, you might not have known this, but Christmas Eve, I re-injured it. Because I went, you're not going to believe this, I went and I moved a poinsettia before Mass, and as I bent down to move it, I heard my knee pop again. Now, that poinsettia weighed at least 250 pounds. I mean, it was a big poinsettia, right? So the other day, I had to go get the MRI done, and the doc said, well, Father, bad news. You got a torn meniscus. And I said, that's for athletic people who actually, like, you know. And so, again, this furthers my assertion that exercise is bad. And, you know, people who exercise get hurt and they die. And it's just awful. But the reality, I'm not even sure how this ties into the resurrection. So I just thought I would, it's on my radar. But, no, I think the way that it ties in is, you know, in going big for our Lord, which I would do this all over again. I'd probably go away from that little hill part. But I would do it all over again because we know that going big for our Lord, as Pope Francis tells the priest to be smell like a sheep, you know that going big is going to involve some suffering. It might involve your torn meniscus. But just think about your own life. What is your torn meniscus, your meniscus moment from this year? You know, maybe it's much more serious than that. You know, I think of one of our parishioners who had to bury her 40-year-old husband yesterday. I mean, awful, awful things. I think about, again, the people who came up on Good Friday to reverence the cross who have gone through some pretty awful meniscus moments this year. And maybe it's something like you just are having a hard time forgiving someone. Maybe you're not getting along with your family. You know, maybe there is a serious illness or death that you've endured recently. You know, maybe it's just the fact that you're struggling with sin and getting out of bed on Sunday to come to Mass. Whatever that meniscus moment is for us, what we face today is the reality that because this morning happened, because the resurrection happened, our bad Fridays become good. Because this morning happened, our bad Fridays become good. Our bad weeks become good. Our bad months become good. And because our Lord lives, we can face today. Because our Lord lives, we can face tomorrow. We'll hear that in one of the songs that Ricky's going to play after communion. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he lives, we have hope. We have hope that we can continue on in this life. And we know that he gives us the gift of his body and blood in the Eucharist, the gift of his sacraments, the gift of one another. But we know that when we go big for our Lord, sometimes it's going to hurt. Sometimes it's going to make us uncomfortable. Sometimes we're not going to want to do it. But may we always recognize, my dear friends, today, just how big our Lord went for us. Because he could have chosen to just go home, but he didn't. And so rather than just choosing to go home, may we, this Easter season, go big for our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the scripture from the weekend and shares real-life stories that will help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.